steps. Exhale, head down, forward bend. Inhale, head up, forward bend. The collarbones, broad and drawn forwards. Keep them like that in the push-up. Exhale, down to Chaturanga. Upward dog stretch, inhale, shoulders low, chest high. Downward dog stretch, exhale and reset. The left foot, turn the heel in and forwards. Right leg long step. Inhale, hands up, the hips square to the front of your mat, evenly facing front of mat. Exhale, second push-up. Look to the nose. Inhale, upward dog stretch. Downward dog stretch, exhale. Turn in the right heel, left leg forwards and hands up. Inhale, look to the thumbs. Exhale, and third push-up. Third time, upward dog stretch. Inhale. Third time, downward dog stretch. Exhale. Breath. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. When you breathe out this time, make yourself ready to move forwards. Bend knees, look forwards. Inhale, jump, walk, or jump and walk into the head up, forward bend. Exhale now, head down, forward bend. Look to the nose. Utkatasana, the mighty pose. Inhale, bend knees and hands up. And Samasthiti here, standing straight, exhale. And now, Padangushtasana. The first standing pose. Make the small jump to take your feet hip width apart. With hands on hips now, inhale, lift your heart and look up. Exhale, keeping your back straight, hinge forwards from the hips and put your hands on shins, ankles, or big toes. Inhale, look up again in the position you're in. Exhale and drop your head for a five breath standing forward bend here. Lift the kneecaps. So the front thighs are tense, relax the back thighs, the buttocks, back of neck. The gaze point is nose. Remember, nose is not literally, just look downwards past the nose. Don't move your hands yet, just look up, inhale. And then before you drop your head again, you can reset the hand position. You can stand on the hands if you can reach, but again, it can be holding shins, ankles, or toes. Exhale, drop your head and look to the nose and make your neck so relaxed that it will change the expression on your face to a more peaceful one. It will change the way you feel overall to a more tranquil state. Look for pleasantness. Pleasant effect as a hallmark of a good yoga pose. On the way out of this one, don't move your hands, just look up, breathing in, breathing out, hands on hips and leave your spine at where it is, it's at a nearly horizontal line there. Inhale, then stand upright. Exhale, bring your feet together. And the triangle postures. Inhale, step your right leg out to the right. Take a leg length stance, distance between feet. Turn the right thigh out to the right. Slide the left heel back to the left. Take a deep breath in. So now the arms raised to shoulder level. Lift your kneecaps, both legs. Exhale and put the right hand somewhere on the right leg. Remember, don't overstretch. Look up to the left thumb. And breath two. Three. You're doing the right side of Trikonasana A right now. It's breath four. Five. Inhale, stand up, hips level, spine upright, the arms horizontally out at the shoulder levels. Turn your legs around for the left side of that pose. And next exhalation, do the left side of Trikonasana A. Rest the left hand on the left leg at an appropriate level for you. Feel some stretch, but you can relax the muscles you're stretching. The gaze point is right thumb, and let's call this breath three. 4. So while I'm explaining other things, keep your breath flowing. If I were to count the breath all the time, I wouldn't leave enough space to mention other aspects of technique. So that's breath 5, finishing around about now. Inhale, stand up. Turn back to the right to set up Trikonasana B. The right toes point straight at the back of the mat, the left foot diagonal, the heels in line, the hips facing squarely the back of the mat. Take a deep breath in, and on the exhalation, lift your sitting bones. In plainer English than that, as you could say, poke your bottom out. Put the left hand on the right leg and stretch your right hand straight up from its shoulder towards the ceiling. The gaze point in this pose can eventually become right thumb, but for most people initially that is too unstable and you probably should look down at the toes of the right foot. If you find that it's just too easy, you can then turn your head further to the right. Let's call that breath 4 out of 5 for this pose this time. 5. And inhale, stand upright. So the hips level, spine up, right? Turn around for the left side of this pose. It's left side, Trikonasana B. So you're facing the front of the mat, front on with your hips now. The right foot diagonal, the left foot straight. Inhale, arms at shoulder level. Exhale, right hand to left leg. Carefully, don't bite off more than you can chew. Don't go into a position where you can't breathe well or relax the muscles you're stretching. Breath 2. 3. 4. 5. And inhale, stand up facing the long side of your mat, stretch your arms out at the level of the shoulders, exhale,